الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال تعالى إذن قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون وقد قال تعالى إذن فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Allah Ta'ala's fazl karam, Allah Ta'ala has brought us here through Allah Ta'ala's special mercy and kindness. In the first place, if we don't understand who we are, and that is what was this whole introduction to this course, and not just this course, the whole introduction to what is our object and purpose of life, and then we'll understand the different departments of deen, how important is it. And that is why Mashaykh explained that before we come to understand what is the reality of namaz, first of all do we know what is our reality, that we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we learn, this kitab was a bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, those we cannot imagine that they will give their lives under all circumstances but don't break the command of Allah, because I am the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My life can go, the whole world can threaten me, but I won't break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise I'll able to give a big bayan about the marifat of Allah, how great is Allah Rabbul Izzat. But they don't realize that in the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is we realize that taqweeni torpor, we are all the creation of Allah ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala has given us that honor, that Allah ta'ala emphasizes, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. First of all, this creation of mine, insan and jinnat, I have created in the best of forms, outwardly also, and in reality, why I created insan in the best of forms, not just our outward reality. When a person realizes reality is not skin deep, reality is not on the surface, reality is much more deeper than that. That is the ruh that Allah Ta'ala has created first, of insan, and all the ruhs of arwah were present, and all of us were present, and then Allah Ta'ala gave us, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala presented Himself, and all of us, we saw the countenance and the splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that split moment, a person sees the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then anything in this world will not attract him. But it is easy to say it, and more easy to hear it. That is why the causes Allah Ta'ala has made, that from infancy it is the duty of the parents to realize that who has blessed me with this child. And those parents will only be parents if they grew up in the right environment from generation to generation. Otherwise, as men don't live in the right company, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you'll see many people walking around. They are the best of creation of Allah. Myself, first of all, I must ponder and think. That is why the stress for myself and our Hazrat and all the Mashaykh, particularly at this time, are stressing, and not only at this time, when the Mashaykh was stressing, that how important is it to realize that daily we have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on hidayat, on guidance. And this is what is this object and purpose of what is called the khanka, what we termed as the khanka. But in reality is, when a person doesn't realize who he is, and he doesn't get the kayfiyat of ihsan. Ihsan is the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what our Hazrat teaches us and taught us through his mercy and kindness, Allah's fazal and karam. All what we are saying with my useless broken words, revising my sabak, that to realize whatever we came here for, first of all we have to see and realize, is our object and purpose correct? When I woke up this morning, did I realize what is my object of life? Or my object of life, today we ask a person, what you doing? Then you say, I'm in this profession, I'm in that profession. So we haven't realized who we are. We say, I'm the slave of Allah, but I have to go out and work. I'm the slave of Allah. I have to go and do this. So we're not the slaves of Allah. That is to realize the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Hazrat Insan. That is why we are termed as Hazrat Insan. Allah ta'ala made all the arrangements for all of our existence in this temporary world for a very short time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us that you are the best of all creation. But remember, Allah ta'ala has sent you for a purpose. And that is, Allah ta'ala informed the malaika also, that, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. When Allah ta'ala informed the malaika that I'm creating insan and he is going to be my khalifa, my vicegerent on the face of the earth. And a khalifa is that person that Allah ta'ala has given you all the abilities, faculties, and Allah ta'ala has made the arrangements for you how to realize who you are. And 24 hours of your life, 24/7, that is day and night, you will be worried and very, very conscious that am I living my life according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, as we ended the last week's sabak, Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq and understanding as we try to explain, and our Hazrat, out of His mercy, kindness, allows us useless servant, and all of us, if we realize this and are out of our reality, then we realize sitting in this Mubarak gathering, it is only and solely Allah Ta'ala's favor and Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Otherwise we repeat it over and over, but it is just lip service, it is just on my tongue, and we can give a whole bayan about it. But the reality is, when a person comes to realize that Allah Ta'ala is وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. Oh my, the best of all creation, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who, as we learned the introduction that we did, and we suppose the same introduction that Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah gave in his bayan, that first of all, if you don't realize who you are, and you don't do that initial cause of going through a roo transplant, in other words, our roo is so sick today, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that if we don't do this cause, and we should realize this is the cause, that where you got, Allah gave you your whole building, like a young boy getting married, and the father said, now you're getting married, and we all think to get married we need a very big house, and we regard that as a necessity. But any case, when we're still immature, until now, we'll be coming to myself, coming to the Khanqa for years and years, and that is why we'll realize, as Mashaykh, Allahu Akbar, Ma'rifat of Allah, recognition of Allah is unending. As Hazrat explained, Allah is unlimited, and we are all limited, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to be the khalifas, the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the face of the earth. And when you are the vicegerent, like we all want position in council, in government, and because you know of the perks, but everybody will say, initially you'll make big, big noises, and tell so much lies also. But when reality come out, then we'll see what was our, we didn't realize what is the object and purpose. Whereas the Khulafa-i Rashideen particularly, that after Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, those men who followed in their footsteps, then they realized why Allah sent us in this world for a very, very short time. Allah Ta'ala, and that is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also's desire in the heart was, one is first understand the reality. When we're just doing deen as a reality, formality, then we'll find the time will come that we'll be mixed in company of such people that we think Allah just, we got created on our own. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. That you think Allah Ta'ala created you in vain and you're not going to return to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then after Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala announces that why Allah created us, to get the recognition, the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person don't have this, then today we see ourselves, myself, anybody, even we tell our youngsters, but as Hazrat says, bachpan ho gaya, abhi bachpana nahi gayi. So many years we come into what is called the khanka. Here Hazrat stresses, and all the mashayikh stress, that here you didn't come learn knowledge of deen. You came to get that nisbat, the connection with the shaykh, which will connect us directly that to the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and connect you directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are Khalifa and you don't know who you are, and that is why in the beginning Allah save us and save me, all of us, that as a young child also, when you start your maktab, then you're screaming at the top of your voice. And then when you see your big brother, he is now an alim, he's teaching. Now you already want to be in that position. But that is just the outward. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over 1400 years ago, and today we're living in that time, that we don't realize the importance of this department of deen, which is the most important department. In fact, this is the first department when a person's heart is opened up, then he'll realize, a parent, whoever you, whatever position you are. So first of all, we explained the point that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion came out of his home, Mubarak house, and he looked up to the sky and he said, at this time Allah opened to my heart that knowledge will be lifted from the world. So Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who's narrating this, this hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Mubarakah, then one of the Sahabi, Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, immediately asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that's why we'll realize those that did us real favors, we'll take their name with great honor, release. Nobody will have to tell us whenever we hear name of Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum, and the female Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anha wa anhunna, all of them. And then you'll appreciate your own parents if they put us in the right line, in the right guidance. Then the mashayikh automatically will realize. Then people won't have objections at why you say for your hazrat, etc. All those titles. When we're not matured, then we want all those titles. And then we realize as you grow that the titles put you in bigger problem. So anyway, we see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even informed us of the time that we say time is passing. But does the time that we are living in, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us 1400 years and more already, that the time is going to come, that the time will become so close and will become so tight, so to say, the same 24 hours, you do the same work that our Kabir did, we got the same 24 hours, but we'll think it is just moving like flowing water. And that is why it's so important, that this important lesson of our life, without the company of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll lead our life, we'll become ulama, we'll become Shaykhul Hadith also, Allah ta'ala save me, all of us. We'll have the correct knowledge of deen. But when you don't have the current of deen, you don't have the nur of iman, then Allahu Akbar, that same knowledge will become destructive for us. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the time is going to come. So Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how is it possible that the knowledge will be lifted from this world? And here knowledge, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to what Allah ta'ala put in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِمَ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَحْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, Allah ta'ala made them ma'asum, sinless, and made them to make us realize why Allah sent us in this world. So in the environment they were living, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam particularly was rahmatul lil alameen, who came as a mercy and embodiment of mercy for all the universes. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam came for a particular nation, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made the Nabi of Allah before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the nur of Nabuwat, the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created first. So if we only realize who we are, we're in the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we see, we're witnessing that time we're in. If we're not worried of this time, then it is a sad condition for myself and all of us. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that knowledge is lifted from the world. Hazrat Ziyad Rajnaw says, how is this possible? That we're learning deen, and then we are teaching our children, they will teach their children, and the silsila would carry on. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I taught you very intelligent. Don't you see the Jews, they also did this. They also taught their children. They also learned deen from the Anbiya, from the those who learned from Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, etc., they taught it, and along the line what happened? That they, instead of having deen and knowledge in their life, then Allah Ta'ala gives the example, Allah save me, all of us, kamasali al-himari yahmalu asfara, that and our knowledge will be just like big books laden on the back of a donkey. Allahu Akbar. And our Shaykh gives a beautiful example to realize this. He says, like in India, Pakistan and those areas, ignorant people living in the village, but they like to decorate even their donkeys, which they use as a means of transport. They'll put some in front of the donkey, like how they decorate their buses and all that, and they'll decorate even their animals. So one person like that, ignorant person, he had a very valuable diamond. And he put it like a necklace on the, and like a special, very smart decoration on the forehead of his donkey. And this was, he was going transporting his, using it for transporting people's goods. One time one jeweler from very far, he noticed it. And he knew what is it. This ordinary person didn't know the value of that diamond. It was a very valuable diamond. So immediately this jeweler noticed. And if we don't realize our own value also, we'll be just looking at the outward. And Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that reality has to strike us. That first thing we say, the first thing that will be reckoned in the court of Allah will be our salah. But before that, did we realize it? This hadith we read and over we are reminded. Before salah also, Allah Ta'ala is going, every person will have to answer in the court of Allah Ta'ala, I gave you your life, what you did with your life. And everybody, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَاعِرُهُ فِي أُنُقِهِ. All of us, our book of deeds it's hanging around our necks. And we all know that the angels are writing, the Kiram and Katibin are writing our deeds. But if I know that, one is I give a bayan on it. If the reality is there, nobody will be telling me, don't do this, don't do that. So then we'll understand that coming to the Khanqah is not just to pass our time, like we have to go to madrasa, we have to do a course, we have to learn from childhood days, all the masail, etc. But the time will come, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that fasad will spread, zahar al-fasadu fil barri wal-bahr, bima kasabat aidin nas. What we call fasad, evil and corruption. Actual fasad is that people don't know the value of their deen. People don't know the value of who we are. So when that spread, then Allahu Akbar. Then we, as ulama also, as people myself, coming to the majalis of the Ahlullah, and out of their kindness, they allow us. So the majalis of the Ahlullah before, first your whole outward structure of deen, that must be in order. Then only they'll make you bad. Today we come because we got some problem. And problem also comes from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will remove the problem if we come to know who we are. That is why the introductory course, without doing a course of the ma'rifat of Allah, from the arifin, those who have recognized Allah. And real arifin, when you get an outa of the ma'rifat of Allah, then automatically Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness will penetrate your heart. Then as we understand how today it has to be stressed, when you hear Allahu Akbar, azan is being called out, then keep quiet. Today that also has to be stressed. Because so Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, didn't you see this is happening? So Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that his student says that who heard this hadith from Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told that after that I went to another sahabi and Hazrat Hudhaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I told him, this is what my ustad said, that knowledge will, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that how many years ago? So he said, yes, what your ustad has related is exactly true. At that time already, Allah Ta'ala opened to the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, wahi, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا يَنْتَقُوا عَنِ الْحَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only spoke what Allah Ta'ala put in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, yes, but must I tell you from the knowledge, what will be the first thing that will be taken away? In other words, the outward structure will be there, but the first thing will be taken away is khushu, that is, and khudu, that is, the concentration and devotion in namaz. In other words, the people will be reading namaz, but that same namaz which Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Definitely, those who have got iman. Allah Ta'ala did not say, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Definitely, our success for the believers is guaranteed. And here, Mufassirin have explained, as we learn from our Shaykh, all this, what I'm trying to revise my sabak for myself, and loudly, like students, we are taught that make takrar, revise your sabak. And revision, wazakir, is very, very beneficial. Allah Ta'ala says, and particularly those who want to take heed, the believers, it is more actually beneficial for all. But who will take heed? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And in Suratul A'la, which every Jummah, which was the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, mostly Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to recite this surat in the first rakat of Jummah Salah. Then Nabi Sallallahu Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّي فَصَلَّى. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says in even Suratul A'la, سَبِّهِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَالَى الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَبِّهِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَالَى الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ. Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq that in the surah is mentioned that وَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ فَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. That verily this reminder is beneficial, but who will take heed? Those who know that I have to stand in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and I have to give an account of my life. Inna fa'ati zikra sayazzakkaru may yakhsha wa yatajannabu al ashqa. That this reminder is beneficial for every human being. But those who got the reality that who am I? I didn't just come in the world, it's not my own life. And this is what is the time we have reached here, that we are taught and we think that is education. That you put your child in such an institute, that he learns that it's my life, I can do what I want to. I want to be what I want to, I will be what I want to. Aliyazu billah. Allah Ta'ala says, after explaining, that I send you in the world, not as an orphan, not to know how to lead your life. And as will Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we'll read the bayan of Brother Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatul Alayh, and the same thing that is stressed over and over. Today we see the reality in my life, and we see the conditions we are facing. That people that have got knowledge of deen also. People, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that we sit in the company of the mashayikh, but till we don't realize why we have come here. It is not to come and gain knowledge. Every time a person comes to the majlis of his shaykh, he should realize this is a great opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given me. And we hear our mashayikh of before, just to go in the majlis of the mashayikh, they used to take ghusl, and they used to take it as important. Then, Allahu Akbar, coming into the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, when you realize I am the vicegerent of Allah, and I am the slave of Allah, then how much ihtimam, how much importance we'll realize. Namaz is not a duty, it's not a burden of it's a great, great favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us, the time is going to come, that masajidum amira, kharabum min al-huda, that outwardly we'll be worried of the outward structures. That today we ask also, how many people came for the program? That Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Mashayikh who had the hakikat, he said the results and the success of any gathering of deen or anything is not how many people came. Is the results and success, even any madrasa, anything, is not the outward building, it's not how many students are there. The result is it accepted by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? And we hear from our Hazrat also, say anyway, outwardly when we don't know even the value of dunya, that is Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. People who don't know themselves also, they will just look at the outward reality, what glitter and glamour. And that is when a person, when you don't realize you're the slave of Allah, like Shaitan was the first rejected, the slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and he had the ma'rifat of Allah, but he didn't have the ishq, the love of Allah. When you get the love of Allah Ta'ala, then you realize, in front of Allah, where do I have a right to object on anything? what Allah has commanded me, that is what I should be doing. And in the earlier days, they used to be slaves, and not only from the time of Islam, from before. There was slavery, as we learned the incident of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and how Allah Ta'ala made the tarbiyat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam from infant stage also. So anyway, that reality when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what a valuable personality, but in his childhood already, his brothers, when we don't know who we are, we'll get jealous on one another. And jealousy will be in which field you are. But when you realize, who am I? Whatever Allah Ta'ala, فَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ مَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ, that are you jealous? Are you kapfi of source malte? In other words, you're rubbing your finger, your hands in regret. Why he's got this? But don't you realize that is the distribution of Allah. And the real distribution of Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. The kuffar, Allah Ta'ala say, me, all of us, how they objected to all the Anbiya, but particularly to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that did Allah Ta'ala choose this person, to that Allah send down His word and His command to such person? Allah Ta'ala says, أَوْمْ يَقْسِبُونَ أَوْمْ يَحْسَنُونَ أَنَّهُمْ, do the what they think. In the 21st para, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that people of this world, they only look at the outward things. That what they think, that they have got the distribution of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah chooses who He wants to. And the real distribution of Allah's ni'mat is not the outward things. The nur of iman, when it penetrates the heart, then a person will realize that I am, and we see, and we hear over and over, the highest position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ourselves. One is we declare with our tongue, but the reality is it is penetrate my heart. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The more a person becomes a humble slave of Allah Ta'ala, then you'll realize, Allahu Akbar, what time we are living in, that the outward structures today, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the masajid will be very beautiful, outward beautiful masjid. And today such masjid so beautiful that they are even termed, the children outwardly will term it as what appeals to them, the outward picture. And they'll call this kind of masjid, that kind of masjid. But in reality, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, kharabu min al-huda. It will be void of hidayat. Not only void of hidayat, that words of dalalat will be spoken from the mimbar also. Allah save me, all of us. And today my heart should be bleeding, all of us, in the Haramain Sharifain, in the marakis of deen, that what Nabi Sallallahu, what Allah Ta'ala commanded, innama al-mushrikuna najas, that those who associate partners with Allah Ta'ala, whether outwardly and whether even in our hearts, that is why myself, all of us, every moment when you get up in the morning, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. When you do the cause of ma'rifat, that is your operation of your root takes place, your real heart, then a person realizes that Allah Ta'ala, what is my object and purpose of life? Maqsood e man tu wa radaitu. Hazrat Mawlana Kamru Zaman Sahib, Damat Barakatum, one of our elders, and we see our Hazrat, what is the humbleness of the Mashaykh, that our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, always love under the guidance of a Shaykh, till you don't leave this world. So if your wife passed away, there's 3 days mourning. And if the husband passed away, then 4 months and 10 days, and all the wisdoms then you'll understand. Today we worry, the government has passed this law, that law. If we know who Allah Ta'ala is, then we'll realize we are under the law of Allah Ta'ala. And when taqwa comes in the heart of any person, today as ulama also we worried, what alternative? People are going to into institutes where they're losing iman. As our Hazrat explained, when we know who we are, then there's no question of alternative. You don't have to put your children in that. The most important thing to learn is deen. And so this reality, when it doesn't strike us, then we're living in the time that shaitan made a vow in front of Allah. وَلَوْ ذِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَوْ مَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلْعَامُرَنَّهُمْ فَلْيُبَتِّكُنَّ Allahu Akbar. In the first para, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in detail when shaitan was kicked out from the court of Allah. When Allah was angry with him, he knows he had that marifat that Allah doesn't get overtaken with his anger. So Allah, at that time also he made dua. But Hazrat says, if this idiot didn't, if he had a sheikh, instead of saying, oh Allah, give me the owl. Because of this human being, I didn't bow down to him, and because of him, it's not because of destroying our honor and status. But Allah Ta'ala warned us that I gave you, I made you my Khalifa, don't get caught up by this wretched enemy of yours. He'll just whisper, but your actual enemy is our passion and desires. And Shaitan, who misled him? He had no, his own passion and desires. He made so much ibadat. He had so much marifat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Akbar, he was a great abid, was a great arif. Allah Akbar, he had the most knowledge of all the shariat, but he didn't have the ishq, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that you get from the man of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So when the love of Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart, then Allah Akbar, under any circumstances, you won't be overtaken by your outward, the outward conditions. As Allah Ta'ala beautifully mentions in the Qur'an Kareem, our Dada Shaykh says, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِي فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. That what is the solution to be saved from irtidad? Today we see all over the world, young girls everywhere in the world, in our own midst, we hear every day, people are becoming murtad. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah used to say in the first place, that person didn't have iman in their heart. So if something like goes off in the home, and we know it wasn't kept in it, so you say, throw it in a dustbin, Allah save me, all of us. Amen. But Allah, on the one hand, we should be having fikr, worry. But on the other hand, we should be having fikr of ourselves, that which minute we can slip. Because Allah Ta'ala says to save yourself from irtidad, فَصَوْفَ يَعْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah Ta'ala will bring such a nation that Allah will love them and Allah will put His love in their heart. And that is the solution for to be saved from irtidad. Allahumma zukna hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak. That, oh Allah, grant me your love and wa hubba man yuhibbuk. And the love, to get the love of Allah, you need the love of those men who love Allah. Allahu Akbar. And then you, Allah Ta'ala says, now you get the tawfiq of doing good deeds according to how Allah Ta'ala wants us to do. So Allah Ta'ala save us and make us realize that the winds of dalalat are blowing so openly. And if we're still not concerned, and we're coming here, that year we'll get, alhamdulillah, programs are taking place. But as we explained over and over from the beginning, and today the examples and how Hazrat explained all to open my heart, all our hearts, but still I didn't get an iota of that reality. That is why Hazrat explained, if you want to benefit from the majlis of your Shaykh, you can be even a Shaykhul Hadith, then realize every time you come in the majlis of your Shaykh, who your heart took to, that this man will definitely guide me to Allah Ta'ala. And that is why our Dada Shaykh also, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah, used to say that every person's temperament, according to his nature, Allah has made it. Allah didn't make it compulsory that, first of all, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you are to be directly connected to them. But after that, Allah Ta'ala said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ma ana alayhi wa sahabi. Those who follow my way of life and the life of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And all ashabi kan nujum. All my Sahaba are like guiding stars. So whichever Sahabi you met, or whichever, and those who followed in their company, they are known as the Ahlullah, the Ahl Dil. We all got hearts. But that person who doesn't have Allah in the heart, doesn't know what my heart is for, then we'll think namaz is a burden. And then we won't realize what an honorable position we have got. We are the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All whatever we need, it's not in the hands of anybody. Allah Ta'ala announces clearly, then you'll be one man alone. But when you got Allah in the heart, وَشَائِ دُو جَهَا جِسْ دِلْ مِنْ آجَائِ مَذَا دُونَ جَهَا سَي بَرْكِ پَائِ. The king of, وَشَائِ دُو جَهَا, the king of both the worlds, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُوْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَا وَتَنْزِوَ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَا. That the king of both the worlds in whose heart he comes, then that is why then people won't object that why he is called Shah Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib. The real, the kings of the world are those people who got Allah in their heart. Wo shay do jaha jis dil mein aa jaye maza dono jaha se bar ke paaye. He'll get the enjoyment in this world already more greater than both the worlds, more greater than the realm of Jannat also. Because as our Hazrat explained over and over, that Hazrat Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully that I kamar khushtar ya kamar sazan, I shakar khushtar ya shakar sazan, is the 14th beautiful full moon more beautiful, or is Allahu Akbar the creator of the moon? And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, over and over they say, we saw the beautiful splendor of the Mubarak, Mubarak body of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are looking at the 14th full moon, and we are too, and it, we couldn't help and realize, actually the moon is getting the nur from the beloved Allah, splendor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we only realize who we are, then we'll understand that the nur of Iman, when it penetrates the heart, as Hazrat explained this ayat also over and over, but myself, if we come in the majlis of our Shaykh, that we heard this example, but we'll find that we heard nothing. If we come with an open heart, that I've come here for my Islam, I've still like how today, when we don't have reality, they'll tell us you got some blocked valves, you need an immediate, you have to go for a bypass. And after all that, the doctors will tell you, hey, we're very happy with the operation, but still, this, if you don't come regular for checkup, we still have to scrape out this and that. Allah Ta'ala save us. If we only know, when you got Allah in your heart, then whatever conditions come to us, as we realize, jo Allah kare, so khair kare. Whatever Allah does for us is only good for us. So Hazrat says, when the ayat was revealed, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. When a person's heart is extended, you got sharah sadr, you got conviction that Islam is the only way that I should live. And that Islam that was taught by Allah Ta'ala directly to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna deena inda Allah in Islam. Wa may yabtaghi ghayra al-Islami deenan falan yuqbala min. Whoever chooses any way of life besides the Islam that was taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will never be accepted by him. So, Hazrat says, immediately, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person has got nur in his heart. And then, so Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were not people like myself, just take it for granted, I got nur, I know Islam is the only way of life. Immediately they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hal min alamat, it's the signs that I got the nur of Iman and I got shara sadr, that I'm convinced the only way to follow is the Islam taught by Nabi akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there are three clear signs. At-tajafi and darul ghurur. Now immediately your heart will get disinclined from this world of deception. Your inclination will go away. You'll realize this world has got no value. Only if it is whatever Allah Ta'ala gives you, it is only the favor of Allah. But you got no, your heart will be disinclined from this. Well, inabatu ila daril khulud. Now your heart will be just worried. That am I preparing towards akhirat? That is my everlasting life. All the time a person will be conscious. And, wal istidadu lil maut qabla nuzuli. Now you have the, Allahu Akbar, you have the ability to wait for malakul maut before malakul maut comes. And that is why we find the cause that is taking place, it's not like a cause of maktab. And that is why we'll realize every department on deen, of for its purpose, how important is it. When people lived in such a way, we mixed in the environment with the non-Muslims, etc., people even lost their outward identity. And that is why Allah Ta'ala put in the heart of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, that in Mewar people are even adopting the kufr identities of the Hindus. And even that, so Hazrat Fikr, that Allah put in the heart. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who takes work from anybody. Allah gives the ability. And that is why the man of Allah all the time will realize, what are we? We are worth nothing. And we also as reality, as insan, we are the khalifas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we'll realize, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says here in the introduction, already you realize whatever you do, ba'd hamd wa salah, muta'alliq ba haqiqati salah. After praising Allah, whatever we do, your eyes open up first thing in the morning, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. And who taught us all this? Our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever we do, we'll first take Allah's name, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Who is our real? Allah is our muhsini haqiqi. But those who taught us about Allah, What a great ihsan they did. What a great favor. It's not that we doing a favor to it. It's Allah's favor that Allah brings us. So Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali to explain that what is the reality of salah. Myself, I can give a whole bayan, namaz on each point. Allah save me, all of us. But the reality of namaz haven't struck me. I can be the imam also. I'll think I just come at that time on the musalla. I was early for namaz. And when the man of Allah, they do that operation on our ruh, that is not your ruh, that it, your body will be laying there. And what everybody will say, it's not, everybody will say the janaza is laying. It's no more Ahmad, Muhammad, or, and the reality will come. Our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when he heard of Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who directly or indirectly, all his students, all Hufaz of South Africa particularly, we are the students of Hazrat Hafiz, Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that either our ustad, or then, so anyway, when informed Hazrat, that how many Hufaz Hazrat made an effort in that time when people didn't have the value of becoming Hafiz, etc. Today we are so fortunate. There are so many Hufaz, ulama. But also there, let us ponder and think. Sayati ala nas zamanun la yabqa min al islami illa smu, wa la yabqa min al qur'ani illa rasmu. The time is to come, there is no reality of deen, but just the outward name. I did qurbani also. Where you did your qurbani? Here's my video. This is how we drop the cow, etc. We can't drop our nafs. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, oh Allah, I want to come to you. What is the easiest way? One firm step on your nafs, and the next step you'll be by Allah Ta'ala. But on our own, we can't put that stop on our nafs. You need somebody to make you realize that you can even, you've been coming years to the company of your sheikh, still your sheikh will make out. There's still a lot of the pride, not outward pride that you're thinking low of others, but you got ujub, that no, now I'm okay. That is also a very terrible disease. Allah save me, all of us. So when Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali met Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, at that time he was still loving. So when he met him, Hazrat Hafiz Sahib, I heard you made many hufaz. How many hufaz you made? And we know then the quality and what fikr Hazrat had and love for Qur'an-i Kareem. And this is that noor of Qur'an-i Kareem. Today we want our children just finishing hifz and then big jalsa and all the noor of the Qur'an-i Kareem. Allahu Akbar, no reality of it. Even the dawah that is given, even the people that are ustads, etc., they will, instead of looking for Dastar Khan, we will look for the table and chairs. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So Hazrat says, and this is what our Hazrat, we heard from our Hazrat, this useless servant with my dirty mouth and reality, if we only know, we not be worth being sitting here in front. It is only the kindness of Allah's fazal and the kindness of our mashayikh. So Hazrat said instinctively, without even I thought, Hazrat Hafiz Sahib said that Hazrat, that I'll only know in the qabr. He says at that time if I had 100,000 rand, just for that answer I would have given to Hafiz Sahib. That you know reality is not outward, how many hufaz I made, how many is going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is this whole object. When people are lost, we don't know the reality of deen, and we're losing our deen. So the importance of the tabligh jamaat, those people who are going out, villages to villages, how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they made an effort, and then to call people to make realize how important who we are. We are the slave, we are the khalifas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we lose? We don't know our reality, then we will be looking like human beings. But لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَذَانُ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. Hazrat says that the animals also complain that, oh Allah, we not like them. They worse than us. They say that is our life. We want to be what we want to. And Allah says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. How can you be at the height of ungratefulness is to Allahu Akbar. To don't believe in Allah and then even associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says what, and that is what is called kufr. Actually to be ungrateful to any ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. That is na shukri. And the height of na shukri is kufr. And look at Allah Ta'ala's mercy. When we know who Allah Ta'ala is, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, your Rabb, O our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah is all, the Rabb of every creation, but particularly insan and jinnat. Allah has given us that ability, that when we sit in the company, and that is why Allahu Akbar, from the beginning, all the mashayikh, we hear in this bayan, ilahi shukar hai tere ihsan ka, ke tu ne hamari dil ko roshan, aur zuban ko goya kya, اور ایسے نبی مقبول کو خلق اللہ کے ہدایت کے واسطے بھیجا کہ جس کی ادنا شفاعت سے دونوں جہاں کی نعمت پاوے اور اس کے رہنمائی سے عرفان کی لذت. اللہ اکبر. When you get the an iota of the معرفت of Allah, and that is what Hazrat is teaching us, that all the, how many years we are reading Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that this journey of our life, this journey of our ruh, it's reaching that, this is that point of our journey that now we are preparing for our imtihan. And this is that imtihan that the paper is out already. We all know the paper. And who gave the paper? Our Rabb, Allah Ta'ala. Mar Rabbuk, ma dinuk, ma taqulu fi haqqi hadha rajul. So this is not an imtihan that you can study all the kitabs. And that is why Hazrat says, this chapter, you won't get it in any kitab. You'll get all the masail, even in all the darlums, you'll study that, you'll even do tahqeeq and go into more deeper. But this subject, you'll only get it, a man like Akbar Allahabadi, outwardly he was a judge in the high court in the time of the British. But when he came in the company of the man of Allah, and his operation of his ruh got opened, then he announced so beautifully, na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se peda. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. That yak zamana ba sohbati awliya, 1 minute in the company of the friends of Allah, when they open our heart, that the effort of deen is something, people are lost, we reminding people. But is, and we not on time for namaz, we not realize that we, Allah has chosen us for this great work. Similarly, we are teaching, the object is not teaching. And the object is, iman has to penetrate my heart. From my heart, it will penetrate the heart of our children. And that is how, and then, even you can become a great sheikh also. But if you don't come in the company of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I'll think that I got so many students under me. And Allahu Akbar. And the mashayikh, all the time, they are worried. And that is why we find Hazrat Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi. He says that my Shaykh Shamsuddin Tabrez rahmatullah alayh, he was making dua, Ya Allah, you put this love of, or the fire of your love in my heart. Now I want to transfer it out to somebody. Who is going to know who? Your ma'rifat. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, on the other hand, making dua, Ya Allah, that I 500 students, but I feel so, I don't have current in my life. I don't have that current to that I'm teaching deen, but the reality of deen is, so he says, the dua of my Shaykh, when on one occasion I was passing a bazaar and our eyes met, Allah Akbar, like an ordinary person sitting, but that was my Shaykh Sabduddin Tabrez Rahmatullahi. And when his eyes of the heart met my heart, immediately I realized I must sit in the company of this great personality. And then what he became, Allah Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that these, otherwise it will be just ittikaf, that we'll go to this masjid, that masjid, and real ibadat. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum, Ya Aba Huraira, ittaqil maharim, takun abadan nas. When we are the khalifas of Allah Ta'ala, we are treading now on the path, we are making our rehearsal, and we are making our mashq, how to go on to pull sirat. Allahu Akbar. So that is as we learn from our Shaykh. So this is what we have come here. Beg Allah Ta'ala that Allah give us the marifat and the nur of iman and the nur kayfiyat of ihsan, that every minute we are worried. Until Malakul Maut comes, you'll be worried. How am I going to leave this world? Allah give me tawfiq, understanding. And bless us with reality through the barakat of our mashayikh. And keep us firm on iman and take us. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, subhanAllah.